want answers?
I want the truth!
Then you want Dame Hodges!
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. This is your host, Dave Hodges. Also joining me is Annie DeRiso, our news correspondent. Our special guest this evening is author and researcher Servando Gonzalez, and we're talking about the CFR undermining the United States. You know, Servando, I find it really interesting in your book, you list an area of topics called PSYOPs. PSYOPs, eugenics, PSYOPs, the gay movement, PSYOPs, anti-Christian. You've got PSYOPs against the American people in terms of environmentalism, global warming, the war on terror, and I just hoping I could push you into those areas because
I'm arriving. I'm just there. I'm just there. Let me finish my idea.
Okay.
So they created the CIA and make a branch to cover operations, and they didn't need the army anymore. There were so many problems using the army, and they created their own army, but invisible, made invisible. That was the CIA covert operations. Okay? Now, but then they began infiltrating the army. And currently, there are 124 senior rank officers. I'm talking about generals and admirals. Among them, Petros and McChrystal, who are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. How can you explain that officer of our military belong to an organization whose openly expressed goal is to destroy this country, its sovereignty, and create a global government? I cannot explain myself. Now the thing is that after the first war in Iraq, you know that more than 100,000 members of the military died as a result of the many things, but most likely the vaccination, and they began infiltrating their people in the army. And now we have an army that is not working for the American people, and this is the conclusion that you arrive in your article, is working for these people. Now, still the left, the American left, has a paradigm, but it's an old paradigm. That is the war for oil, capitalists, they are greedy, they're more money. Well, that was probably until the 60s, but now there is something, a new paradigm. These people are billionaires, multi-billionaires. They don't need money anymore. They have, and now money is not nothing, it's just zeros and ones in a computer memory. So, and then some of their all fears came back, power, the fear that the world is overpopulated, okay? And then their plans are to kill 85 or 90% of us and reduce the survivors to pre-industrial levels of consumption.
Let me stop you there. Pre-industrial levels of consumption, are they going to be doing that through the global warming scam and cap-and-trade policies?
Everything, and now we are going to the PSYOPs. Now, and so the two things are depopulation and deindustrialization. Everything. Abortion, depopulation. Gay movement, gays don't procreate. Depopulation. And see that they no oil, because the main problem with these people is not producing more oil, but producing less oil with the things that they are doing. They are against nuclear energy. They are against any new real sources of power. And this is to keep Gaia for them, because there are some
exactly.
New age.
We're going to hold it right there, Servando. We're up against a hard break. And we're going to explore this because now we're getting down to the meat of the matter. Stay tuned, everybody.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Bad Moon Horizon here. Our special guest is Servando Gonzalez, and we're talking about his latest book, The Psychological War is Being Conducted Against the American People. And before we rejoin Servando, let me just say this to Annie and to our listening audience. I apologize for any of the cutouts, anything that's going on here, but our communications across the board are being affected. Annie sent me emails before the show regarding our news segment, which just happened to reach me during the break. So we'll try to press on here, and Servando, know that someone at least doesn't want this message to get out. But as we went into the break, you were talking about psyops for eugenics, and you were detailing a lot of the notions that are plans and programs that will serve to reduce population.
Yes, psyops for, keep in mind that there are two goals, depopulation and deindustrialization. Psyops for depopulation, eugenics, and psyops for deindustrialization. Now, usually to change so dramatically a society like they plan to change, you need to start a revolution, have armed people, like it happened in Cuba with Castro, in Germany with the Nazis, in Russia with the Bolsheviks, but here they have a different approach, because they are, even though they share most of the ideas of the fascists and the communists that are both socialists, they are inspired by the ideas of the British Fabians. That the idea of the Fabians is to gain power by infiltration, slowly but sure. They go infiltration. And they, in the 30s, they infiltrated the mainstream press. During the war, in a program called the War and Peace Studies, they infiltrated the State Department. And then, now you will be surprised to know how many judges and members of the Congress are also members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And all these people, including McCain, of course, and all these people, they follow this, they're followers of this plan. There is no doubt about that. Now, how, for many years, particularly after 9/11, I said, what about the American people? How stupid. They don't see what is going on. But then, when I began studying in detail, that is in my book, I said, well, it is not that the American people are stupid. It's that never since the end of Nazi Germany has a people been under such psychological warfare attack like the American people. And you see a very recent example, all this thing about the capture of and death of Osama bin Laden, okay? And let me tell you, probably most of the American people believe the story pushed by the government. That is a far-fetched story, but people believe because they control all the press, the media, and then that is what psychological warfare. So, a psychological warfare is a war that is waged in the people's mind. And if you read the classic of intelligence and espionage, a Chinese general who lived 300 years B.C., Sun Tzu, you can find everything there. The best war is the one that you win without fighting a shock, because it's a war that you control the enemy's mind. And this is what we are experiencing now in the United States. It's an attack on the people's mind.
Well, let's go to those elements of the attack. So we went into the break. You mentioned a few of them. You talked about the homosexual agenda, the anti-Christian agenda, global warming I brought up. I mean, I assume this all factors in and will serve the ultimate purpose of depopulating. So can we take these...
The population and being deserted.
Go ahead, Servando.
Yeah, it's the population and deindustrialization, and see that everything plays. So why is the attack on Christianity? Well, Christianity, Christians believe that human life is sacred, and we should not destroy human life. And it goes against the intent of depopulating the planet. So that is why we have this attack on Christianity. Okay? Not on the New Age, because New Age for them, the most important thing is the planet, Gaia. Forget about the people. Okay? We are useless eaters. And now, deindustrialization. See that the America is going in a process of deindustrialization. And I reached this conclusion about what is going on because I have the theory, and it's a whole chapter in my book, that Castro's Cuba, and by the way, Fidel Castro was recruited by the CFR people through the CIA initially, and then he began dealing with them directly. They sent him to Bogota, Colombia in 1948. He was 21 years old. And then what Castro has implemented in Cuba is a successful test of the New World Order. And it worked perfectly. Cuba has we have the rich, the poor, and a very wide middle class, and the middle class have totally disappeared. And now what you have is the hyper-rich, the people who work in the in the high spheres of the government, and the hyper-poor, the rest of the Cuban people. And that is exactly what the New World Order is about. It's, I call it a communist fascist a society close to medieval society in form. And this is what they have in mind. And all these things, you know, global warming. What is global warming? There is to convince us that we need to deindustrialize. So, and this is because again, they are Fabians. They want to convince us to destroy ourselves and destroy our industrial civilization. And that's what it's all about. And you see that all the big themes going around now, they have these two goals. It's either depopulation or deindustrialization. That is, all the themes around go to the same thing. And in my book, I mentioned several minor psyops and larger psyop. A minor psyop, for example, was the gay marriage in San Francisco. It's interesting because they are like the cicadas. They disappear and they come again. Usually desire to marry from gays appears after a presidential, before a presidential election. And in the past election, there were, in the 2004 election, was it Bush the second time? 2004, was it? In the 2004 election, there were many people in the Republican Party and in the conservative people that were not happy with Bush. And then suddenly, Gavin Newsom, the mayor of San Francisco, opened the door for gay marriage. And then people were scared, and they vote Bush. And this is a typical, what is called, a Hegelian-type psy-op. This is antithesis synthesis. So thesis is what we have, and antithesis is what the conspirators want, but it's scary, people don't like it, and then they create an artificial antithesis that is scarier than what they want, and then people choose what they want to happen as the lesser of two evils. And it's interesting.
Yeah, let me give you an example of what I think you're talking about there. Let's perpetrate something called H1N1 flu. Let's declare it to be a pandemic, although it's anything but. But then let's develop vaccines that are basically untested on humans, that are inherently unsafe because of the squalene. And let's have more people affected than would have been damaged by the flu by them taking injections. Is that where you're going with this Hegelian dialectic approach?
Yeah, it's everywhere. Yeah, you got it. So, but then they create this artificial fear that the flu is going to kill everybody. And then people don't like the vaccines because they, some people know, some people suspect that they are not safe. But then they see, well we're going to die if we don't take the vaccination. And then people go and take the vaccine. That is what they want. This is exactly. This is antithesis, synthesis. Sometimes the antithesis takes the form of what is called a false flag operation. You have the false flag operation, typically 9/11. Okay? Was a false flag operation. Do you think that, sorry, with that 9/11 happened, we would be accepting the TSA searching the airports? Of course not.
No, we're right there with you on this one. I mean, we've been down that road ad nauseum. We're talking to the author of Psychological Warfare, The New World Order, The Secret War Against the American People, which is now available in paperback. Servando Gonzalez is the author, and we come back for this break. We'll pursue more on this topic and open it up for your phone calls.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
We're speaking with Servando Gonzalez, author of Psychological Warfare and the New World Order, The Secret War Against the American People. Servando's book does a great job of connecting dots of the various New World Order factions and how they plan to depopulate the Earth. Servando, a lot of these things that I see, though, are kind of like shots across the bow. I know fluoride's controversial, the GMOs is a fairly big one. But do you think there's a major kill shot out there, something that's just going to override all these other programs and take down the largest number of people? What are you looking for?
Well, I'm scared. Coming from Cuba, I'm scared. They are planning. The problem with these people is that they are not communists. They make a revolution. They are not fascists. They give a coup d'etat. These people are physical cowards. It's not by chance that most of these people, they have never been in the army. They have never served. Okay? They want to kill us, but indirectly, they want us to kill ourselves. Probably with a little help from them. Okay? But if this doesn't work, they are going to go pushing the envelope. By the way, let me tell something about my book. And Psychological Warfare and the New World Order, you can buy on Amazon, but I suggest that you go to visit my site, servandogonzalez.org, Servando, S-E-R-V, like in Victor, A-N-D-O, Gonzalez, GUNZALEZNDC.org. And there you can find also a video that I hosted that is a, the name is Treason in America, the Council on Foreign Relations. And then you are going to get the whole picture. In my book, I have, in Psychology of Warfare, there is a list of 125 senior rank members of the military who are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. You reach your own conclusion. But also, I'm going to make an announcement, something very new. I have a new book that is going to appear probably 2 weeks from now. Will appear on Amazon. This is a small book. It's just a collection of articles mostly I have published in the Internet. The title is Obamania, the New Puppet and His Masters.
And do you think that this president is a Manchurian candidate?
No. In fact, no. I just put today an article in the Internet, in the Intel Hub. The name of the article is the Obama, the Man That Never Was. And I don't believe that, because a Manchurian candidate is a person who have been psychologically programmed to commit to act in something. Mostly they used to assassinate somebody, to put a bomb, to do something. But it's a short act. The person is triggered usually with a war, a sound of a side, and then the person acts. And usually after he commits the act, he gets totally disoriented and he totally forgets. That is the case of mostly Sirhan, who killed Robert Kennedy, and mm-hmm. there are others.
Yes.
But no, Obama. Obama is a willing puppet. He is totally conscious of what he's doing, but he is a puppet. He is a puppet, and he's so obvious. You know, you say this one with a Obamacare. So let me ask you, when before in his life Obama wrote anything about health care?
No. Oh, nothing. And in fact, my news director, Annie, has raised this question many times on the show. Obama seems like a magician. He suddenly appeared out of nowhere.
Yeah. Oh, well, the hat is in Manhattan. It's called the Council on Foreign Relations. Okay? This is the hat where all these things come. So he doesn't... But because Obamacare is actually Hillary Care. But Hillary Care is actually Rockefeller Care. This was a plan made by Nelson Rockefeller and other people in the Council on Foreign Relations a long time ago. And they have been recycling. Wilson, 14 points. The League of Nations. Wilson was a puppet. There is nothing Wilsonian in Wilson. Everything was implanted in his mind by Colonel Edward Mandel House. Who
yes.
told Kennedy to change the place of the invasion in the Bay of Pigs? Two members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Who told Kennedy who stopped the second the help with the American plane? Okay, to help the invasion as it was planned. Who changed that to stop this help? Okay, so a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. In fact, in my book, there is a long list that I call the chronology of treason, where I show that behind every act of treason, almost every act of treason to the United States of America, you can find one or more members of the Council on Foreign Relations. That never fails. And he's the same. What is the first thing that Obama did? Is to put in his cabinet a lot of members of the Council of Foreign Relations.
Yeah, that's right. We had Patrick Wood on the show that detailed the backgrounds of these cabinet members, and you're exactly right. When we come back from the break, we're going to open it up for your calls at 1-800-313-9443. See you on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Servando Gonzalez, author of The Psychological Warfare and The New World Order, The Secret War Against the American People, has been our special guest this evening. And we're going to open it up for your calls at this time at 1-800-313-9443. That's the number to call to be a part of the show. Let's go to Lark in Texas. Hi, Lark. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Dave. Hi, Annie. I've got to say, Dave, Mr. Gonzalez has put it together about as well as I've heard on the Internet radio since I got on it a couple years ago. So I want to.
He has, and I have to tell you, his book, Because You Can Spend Time With It and Cross-Reference Things, even does a better job of connecting the dots.
Absolutely. So thank you for your appearance tonight, Mr. Gonzalez.
Thank you. Thank you for your encouraging words.
Now, I just wanted to throw a few words out just for fun because I've been studying these things myself for a while, and I just simply...
Well, Lark, we're sorry we dropped you. Please call back in, and we'll get you right back on the air. But, Servando, do you think there is going to be a major kill shot? Do you think it could be a pandemic?
Oh, yeah, or something. You know, Dave, I don't know, bro. We are at war. Do you know these things that happen in Japan here? Do you know about a climatological warfare? Of course, you know that.
You're referring to Project HAARP. I'm more than familiar with it, yes.
Yeah, the HAARP and many things. Probably at war. I don't know, because the Russians have their own, the Chinese have their own, and we have Americans Well, these people have their own that they are using against us. Okay? Against us.
No question.
Now,
and then,
now this caller mentioned that I did a good job connecting the dots. Well, some people have been doing a much better job than me on connecting the dots. That's what they don't want us to do, on connecting the dots. Okay?
Yeah, and what they call us conspiracy theorists.
And I put in these dot on connectors, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and these people, and even Glenn Beck, that I saw he was another kind of thing, but he's another dot on connector. Even there's no doubt about that. And of course, I'm not going to mention the mainstream media. Main dot on connector is the New York Pravda and the Washington Izvestia. You know that the two main newspapers in the Soviet Union were Pravda, that means truth, and Izvestia, that means news. And the joke was that the truth has no news and the news have no news. And these are, exactly. This is that the New York Times published when the alleged death of Bin Laden published a whole section, about 6 pages, that, wow, that is I never saw something like that. Again, since Nazi Germany.
No, I agree with you, Servando. Show me the body and I'll be convinced.
We've got Lark
back on, so let's let Lark complete his thoughts. Lark, go ahead. You're on with Servando.
Well, thank you. I apologize about that. I don't know what happened.
well, you never know.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw a few words out if they might be helpful for the audience, and also to only highlight what you've both been speaking about so far. You mentioned depopulation and deindustrialization. Of course, that goes to Malthus and, believe it or not, also to Darwin.
Mm-hmm.
And two, we talk about, they have to destroy liberty, freedom, and any vestiges of independence. And so in order to get a freedom, they have to attack free will.
Absolutely.
And in order to get liberty, they have to attack locomotion, our ability to get around and even to communicate effectively with one another. They have to eliminate aggression, and therefore also take away any resistance. To move away from independence, they have to constantly stress cooperation, dependence, and interdependence, all with the exclusion of anything related to critical thinking or independent thought. And regarding the Hegelian dialectic, what I have discovered is that they employ today the new science of warfare today, vis-a-vis the Hegelian dialectic, and particularly as it relates to psychological operations,
mm-hmm.
and that is mimetic warfare. Some references.
Servando writes about that. Let me cut in here because Servando, you write about that.
Okay, repeat. Did you say mimetic?
Mimetic, or it goes to meme theory and
it's in my book.
Mimetics.
It's in my book.
Let's
Very
tell
good.
The listening audience
in kind of a
telegram fashion
memes,
what mimetic is.
Memes that are viruses of the mind.
Now, just to make it short, Dave. I recommend that your listeners check out The Anatomy of Slave Speak. I also recommend that they check out Reality 101, particularly the occult technology of power and how the international bankers took over the United States. I also recommend...
Okay, take that in stride. Send those to me by email and I'll get them up on our site. Mark, we got to move along. We're getting a full board of calls, but thanks so much for a great call. Let's go to Steve in Alabama. Hi, you're on with Servando Gonzalez.
Servando, I'd like
Hi.
To... May I take a step...
Where are you in Alabama?
Huh?
Where are you in Alabama?
Up north, about the Tennessee line.
Okay, I used to live in... I lived for a few years in Mobile. Okay, go ahead.
I take exception to your notion that they want a generalized population reduction, because of all the examples of the great genocides that I've seen, the dictators always want to, the first ones they want to kill are the really smart ones.
Mm-hmm.
In Rwanda, they focused upon the smartest of the Tutsis and the smartest of the Hutus.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mischaracterized as just a Holocaust of the Tutsis. And then there was Pol Pot in Cambodia. Mm-hmm. He killed anybody who could read, anybody who was smart, anybody who had a brother that was going to the Sorbonne, or anybody had a scholarship, you know. They wanted to kill the smart people. And there was not a generalized killing of everybody. They just wanted to kill the intelligentsia.
Mm-hmm.
And Stalin, mm-hmm. he hated smart people. If he had a smart general working for him on the Western Front,
mm-hmm.
he'd kill him.
You're describing Fidel Castro also.
He hates
that
smart
still
people,
opens
huh?
the door for mass genocide. I mean, you had a million Tutsis mm-hmm. killed. Stalin killed 20 million of his own people. And I don't disagree with your basic premise that first you take down the intelligentsia, but I think everybody is at risk here with regard to being a victim of these eugenics plans.
But the smartest are the first to be killed.
I agree.
I agree with you on that point. But I think everybody else, myself included, have a great deal to be worried about. Anyway,
eventually the dumbest are going to...
Go ahead, Rondo.
Huh?
Huh? Oh, boy. Am I still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, we just had a little cutout again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to thank that caller for the call. Let's go to Tom in Brooklyn. Hi, you're on with Servando Gonzalez.
How you doing, Dave? Hello, Servando.
Doing uh-huh. great. Thanks for your call.
I just got a question for this man has done very in-depth investigations and a lot of research, and I'm also a researcher, but I'm more in right now into more of the current events type situation. But let me bring this up to you, because I want an opinion, and then I want to give you my synopsis, okay?
Okay.
One thing that I would like to tell you is the Council on Foreign Relations, who put Mr. Obama in charge of this country, is very upset with him, and he has, in fact, turned his back on the people who put him in power. They are about to throw this man under the bus. I'm not a big fan of him, okay? But you got to understand that he is holding an ace card. He is in a position of great power to destroy them, and they haven't got a clue as to what this man is really all about, because this is a man that has no obligations to nobody other than himself. And how do you take that assessment, Gonzalez, Mr. Gonzalez?
I don't fully agree. You have to be very careful, because there is a lot of smoke and mirrors. How
yes.
do you know that he's in a conflicting with the Council of Foreign Relations people? I don't know. You don't know. There is no way to know that.
It could be smoke and mirrors, as you say.
Yeah. Yeah. And second,
if it was, in fact, the bankers that put this man in power, okay, he's in a point of position right now to announce Nacera. You know Nacera, correct?
Yeah. But the point that he's not the legal president of the United States, and they know because they put him there, they can destroy him in a second.
I know that, but...
And also, the American president has no power at all. What happened when Kennedy tried to do something?
Well,
they kill him.
He's going to be martyred. He's going to be... That the only difference between him, the underwear bomber, and the shoe bomber is he's going to Air Force One instead of a scheduled flight. You know, the same people that put him in power think of him in that manner.
Yeah, he has no value. These people, the people are like clinics.
Exactly. We live in a disposable society.
Yeah, and
he
is very
disposable.
He is very disposable.
Terrible situation, brother, isn't it?
But,
But
yeah,
now,
you know
now.
What? That's a great observation. Annie and I have talked about the same thing on this very show, that we think Obama could be in some danger because he's not clearly and fully carrying out the banker's agenda. I want to thank you for your call. We need to move along because these callers are lining up for Servando Gonzalez. Let's go to Roger in Kentucky. Hi, okay. You're on with Servando.
I have two questions. One short one. Do you know who the handler was for Castro at the CFR?
Well. Most likely, Angleton.
James Jesus Angleton.
James Jesus Angleton was the chief of counterintelligence of the CIA. But at the higher level, he was recruited by the CIA, but then he's no fool. He's a very clever guy. And he discovered the thing, and he began dealing directly with these people. And I think he was a, you know, the handler most likely was either Angleton or Alan Dulles. Alan Dulles. And in Cuba.
Alan Dulles makes a great deal of sense to me. Because
let me tell you, the ultimate double agent. In Cuba, nobody, not even his brother Raul, knows about this. Probably his trusted secretary, Celia Sanchez, suspected. But he, and probably Che Guevara, in his last moments of life, he suspected that he had been betrayed. And there was a, but this is a very, very secret operation, is to say. So, for sure, Alan Dulles.
That makes a great deal of sense. Let's go to Roger's second question as we're tight on time.
This is also about the CFR. Do you know anything about their view of the fact that there are extraterrestrials in the solar system that they don't have any control over?
we are going out of my field. I love the subject, but this is totally out of my field. Let's keep that one.
Thanks for the laugh and the good call, Roger. I like the first question. Don't know about the second. We got just a second before the break. Let's try to squeeze in one quick question from a caller. Let's go to Lee in Georgia.
Thanks, Dave. Mr. Gonzalez, just real quick, and I'll listen off air. You were talking about the deindustrialization and wanting to go back to pre-industrial consumption. Could you clarify what you mean by that? Thank you. I'll listen off air.
Well, the industrial civilization is based on energy. Energy comes in this moment mostly from oil. Okay? If you can sell oil, you know, industrial civilization perish. We go back to medieval times, and this is what they were. Now, let me tell you. I have always been an environmentalist myself. I care for this planet. I care for the environment. But if we need to go to this deindustrialization. I have no problem. I can plant my and grow my own food, but on my own terms, not on terms imposed by these people. That's
exactly excellent point. I couldn't agree with you more. But when you're deindustrialized, you're easier to control and easier to exterminate.
Yeah.
Let's go to Roy from Michigan. Hi, Roy. We just got a second before the break. Quick question for Servando.
I just wanted to throw into the mix the fact that. The executive orders, like Executive Order 919, there's a whole raft of them, but you can see that they're now being fulfilled. If you go back and look at those orders and then take in what Randall is talking about, you can see how they everything is being done under the color of law, just like Hitler did. And that, I just wanted to take and bring that into the mix.
Yeah, excellent. And it is, as we said in the news segment, where Annie and I were talking about this may be immoral and thuggery, but it's perfectly legal the way
they're because they create the laws. By the way, the deindustrialization plan, you need to read United Nations Agenda 21.
Everything
there.
Familiar topic on this show.
By the way, where was prepared this Agenda 21 at the Council on Foreign Relations in Manhattan. Everything comes from there. Everything right. comes from there.
The big thing is we have to know this. They are in a world of trouble. The fact of the matter is all those that take captive are going to become captives, and they are going to kill each other. There is no doubt about it. I've been
excellent
asked.
Point. Thanks for the call.
Yes,
and
there is,
to the
and
break.
There is,
when we come back, Servando,
yeah, okay.
I'll let you finish your thought there, and then we'll tell people how they can get your book and visit your website. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Servando Gonzalez, and Annie will return after a word from our sponsors.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Our special guest this evening has been author and researcher Servando Gonzalez, and Servando, I have to tell you, I've been doing this radio show for this network now for over 2.5 years. And we have never experienced, and credit to our producers and technical people for getting through this, we have never had this kind of interference in one of our shows. We've experienced some before, but this is strictly external. Someone did not want this out tonight. It's not the equipment on my end. It's not the RBN equipment. So I want to tell you that just kind of enhances, I think, the importance and quality of your message. And certainly we didn't have enough time to get into everything that we wanted to tonight, but I think we were able to connect quite a few dots. And so people can connect the rest of these dots. Let's tell everyone how to get a copy of your book.
Yeah, well, my book is in, you can buy on Amazon or any of the bookstores online. You can buy through my site. And very important, in my site, there is a link where you can buy electronic copy of the book. You can read in your computer, a PDF copy, cheaper, half of the price of the printed book, and you can read in your iPad or your computer. In my site, you can buy the DVD, Treason in America, and then all of the my books, they are in Amazon, and my new book, Obamania, will be in my site and will be appearing in Amazon.
And your site again is servandogonzalez.org.
Yes, servandogonzalez.org. Servando V, like in Victor Gonzalez, and the C, just one word, no? So servandogonzalez.org. You can
okay, very good. Servando, this has been very, very informative, and I apologize for the technical issues that bled through occasionally. But you've been a terrific guest, and we're going to have to do this again. And I want to thank you on behalf of our audience for joining us, and we hope to have you back again. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dan. Bye-bye.
Okay, good night, Servando. Ladies and gentlemen, Servando Gonzalez, and you can take it from me. I've read the man's book. He was kind enough to send me an electronic copy. Terrific. One of the best reads on the CFR I've ever seen. And let's see if we have Annie back. Annie, are you back with us?
Yes, I'm back, Dave. And it was really an interesting perspective from Servando's point. I mean, he's already lost his home country. He doesn't want to lose his adoptive country, too.
Great point. Great point, Annie. And I think that our callers tonight, I want a special note of thanks to all of you. The questions that you formulated for Servando were on point, and I thought enhanced the listening experience. And we don't have your typical American audience. As I drive around in my car and I listen to other talk shows, Annie, I just you just don't hear the quality of callers that we get to consistently call this show, you know, week in and week out. I want to take a moment and talk about what's coming up on the next two Common Sense shows. Annie, we are looking at next week having a gentleman on named Stephen Emerson. And Stephen is connected to a group that one of their members has written a book called The Terrorist Next Door. It's frightening. It's scary. And you think open borders is a good idea, which I don't think any of our listening audience does. We're about to find out the price, the danger, and the threat of having these open borders because of the terrorists that are here. And then the following week, we're going to have Rosalind Peterson on. And there's a whole lot more going on off our coast in military warfare that's sending depleted uranium ashore, damaging our crops and the health of our citizens. But I'm going to save that for Rosalind to tell you about. So more exciting shows to come here on RBN. And Annie, thanks for being a part of it. And we'll be back next week. Go out and have a great week. God bless.